Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be looking at one of the most important principles of a good life, which is gratitude.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. What we focus on and the meanings we give to things determines how we feel and act. Some people only choose to focus on the negative. They only focus on those things that they don't have. And they're constantly complaining. It's as if they're saying that Allah has been unfair to them. While the believer understands that every blessing that they have is from Allah alone. Because Allah said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, that any blessing that you have is from Allah alone. And they are grateful for that. And they also understand that the secret to getting more is by being grateful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an,
وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
Allah the Almighty is making it known in this ayah that if you truly were to be grateful to me, then I will always increase you. This is conditional, based on the fact that if we are grateful, and if we are, Allah will always increase us. And this is the speech of Allah, and Allah does not lie. And He said that if you are ungrateful, you think it was because of your hard work and your intelligence that you have all these things, and you are ungrateful towards me, then my punishment is severe. And the believer understands that gratitude protects the blessings. Not only that, it also attracts more blessings from Allah. So what exactly is gratitude? Al-Fayruz Abadi rahimahullah, he said that gratitude is built upon five principles. Firstly, to be humble and submissive towards Allah, the one who gave us this blessing. Secondly, and having love for Allah. We love Allah for all the things that He has given us. Thirdly, to acknowledge the fact that all these things are from Allah. Understanding that every blessing is from Allah alone. Fourthly, and to praise Him for these blessings. And lastly, that we don't utilize it in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. So in other words, gratitude, shukr, is to acknowledge in the heart that every blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we speak about these blessings. Our speech shows that we are grateful to Allah. And lastly, our behavior. We behave as people who are grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We utilize these blessings to do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for us. Why? So that we utilize it in obeying Him, in doing that which He loves. And from the names of Allah is Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur, the one who recognizes and rewards for good. And He's Ash-Shakur, the one who appreciates. Allah is the one who recognizes even the smallest of good deeds and He rewards us for it. And His reward is a minimum of 10, up to 700, or even more than that based on how sincere we are. And at the same time, how many of our faults does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook? And He doesn't take us into account right away, but He gives us chances to turn back to Him. And we mess up, yet He still gives us chances to come back to Him. And He gives more to the ones who are grateful, who are thankful to Him. And He remembers the people who remember Him. Allah is Ghani, the one who doesn't need us. He's independent. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us if we remember Him. And if we draw closer to Allah, Allah draws even closer to us. So if this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is towards us, the one who does not need us, we are the ones who need Him, then how should our behavior be towards Him? And the reality of gratitude, of shukr, is action. As He tells us in the Qur'an, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا, that O family of Dawood, act as if you are grateful. Utilize the blessings and do more acts of worship and be grateful. And Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that few of my slaves are the ones who are truly grateful. Dawood alayhi salam, it is narrated that he said that, "Oh Allah, how can I be thankful towards you? How can I give you thanks when gratitude itself is a blessing from you?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that now you understand. Now you are grateful when you understand that every blessing is from me. So like that, we focus on the good in our lives. We focus on the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we utilize them to obey Him. Following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to pray for so long at night that his feet would start to crack. And they told him that, "Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this when your sins have been forgiven already?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Should I not be a grateful slave?" Al-Fayruz al-Abadi, he said that ash-shukr, that gratefulness is connected to increase, that it comes with more. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are truly grateful, then I will for sure increase you and give you more. So he said that if you don't see your situation improving, you don't see it changing, then move towards shukr. So we need to change our focus. We need to focus on the good. We need to change our behavior. We behave like those individuals who are grateful. We try to see the good in every situation, even when things are difficult. And we need to understand that if we want our situation to change, then we need to change first. When we change, everything changes. Be grateful for all the little things. Say thank you to Allah for every blessing. Say thank you for your house, for your car, for your children, for your spouse, for every blessing that you have. Be grateful towards Allah. And we need to recognize that the biggest blessing that we have is the blessing of Islam, the blessing of faith. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith, that Allah gives this dunya to those individuals that He loves and at the same time to those that He does not love. Having this dunya is not a sign of Allah's love. But He only gives faith, iman, to those individuals that He loves. So if a person has faith, then that is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards this person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the shakirin, the ones who are grateful. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.